Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, midnight prayer watchers. What is good, everybody? Oh, I'm so excited to be coming back at you all live one more again. Thank you, Yahushua. We are just, again, pressing in about community for our season finale, because this season, above all other seasons, we have been feeling just a tugging from Holy Spirit about how important it is for us to have each other's back. I mean, how many of us have been watching the news, watching our social feeds, or have not even been watching them, but they've been coming at us, right? The news stories have been all up on us, on our emails, in our timelines, about people that we like, oh, that's not good. Or, oh, we thought that they was doing this right, or they was walking good, and now they not walking no more. How many times has that happened this season? And how many chances have we felt like we've given our own people to get it right? And so we are going to be unpacking what it means to be in community. And if you stick with us to the end, we have a special prayer that we want to recite along with you that talks about strengthening our community in the body of Yahushua and understanding what that means and praying on top of that and sealing that. It's only going to be some Holy Spirit fire that's coming down already. And so as we get into intercessory prayer, I just invite you, if there's something on your heart tonight, to allow Holy Spirit to let it come through. Come through, come through, come through. We're going to pray against those blockages. We're going to pray against those bondages. We're going to pray against any destiny spirits that are robbing you of anything that the Lord has for you tonight. This is going to be an amazing, amazing time getting into it. So, as we move forward in the intercessory prayer, if you feel comfortable, get into your secret place, get into your prayer closets, wherever you know that you find that time where the Lord is working in your heart. Let's give you a second right now to get in that place and just allow Holy Spirit to move. So here we go into intercessory prayer, y'all. Father, we are just so humbled to be approaching your gates again with thanksgiving in our hearts and your courts with praise. Oh, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are doing, as we know that you are at work in the supernatural. Even before we see it in the natural, Lord, there's just so much that have been on our hearts this season. There's so much that we have been interceding for, so many prayer requests that we have received this season, that we are just grateful to be able to intercede and to stand in agreement with our brothers and sisters in community. And we know that unity at the end of that is all things working together for our good, because we are all knitted together as believers. And so we just want you, Lord, to help us. Lord, we need you this season. Woo, we need you all seasons, Father. But we just call forth right now that spirit of humility that does not put us in a position where we are prideful, that does not put us in a position where we think we're above one another, but help us to be humble, because we need that meekness. We need that for the spirit. We need to put on that cloak of humility, Lord, so that we are able to look at each other as brothers and sisters in the body of Yahushua, and not judge one another, not condemn one another, but to love each other the way that you call us to love our neighbors. Oh, Father, we know that this has been a time of pressing in because there's so much in our midst. And so, Lord, right now, we just ask that you touch the hearts of those that are in need of prayer. Touch the hearts of those that are hurting, those that are suffering in silence, even those that are walking in darkness willfully. Oh, Father, we cannot be so puffed up that we forget who we were before we found you. Who are we to judge anyone else's sin, anyone else's lifestyle, anyone else's decisions, when we were doing things too that were just as dirty, that was just as trifling, that was just as unholy as the things that we are now looking at others and saying, they don't got it. They haven't found it yet. Oh, Father, help us to not be Pharisee-like. Oh, right now, we put down that Pharisee-like spirit in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that we are able to operate with a mind like Christ, because you said, Father God, that we have it. You have given it to us, that Jesus is our Passover, and that because of the blood that was shed on Calvary, that there is no need for us to do any ritual. There is no need for us to be in a position where we think there is something else we need to do or be approved of in order to receive your love through Yahushua. Oh, Father, help us to remember that all of the work, all of the things that are required in order for us to be reconciled back to you has already been done. It's been done. The battle has been won. Help us to operate, Lord, in that fact. And know that the enemy tries to steal that away, but that is a lie from the pit of hell. And so we smash that lie in Yahushua's name. We smash it to pieces in Yahushua's name. And we declare and decree right now that every demon, every devil, every blockage, every destiny-stealing spirit, every lie that was planted in our lives to stop us from walking in the authority and operating in the identity that the Lord has called us to must fall down and die right now. Yahushua's name, oh, Ruach HaKodesh, go and burn up like fire all of those lies that have been planted in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives, in the way that we do things, in the systems in which we operate in. Oh, go forth right now, Ruach HaKodesh, and burn it up. Woo, incinerate that thing in Yahushua's name. Right now in Yahushua's name. Oh, we declare and decree right now that hearts are turning back to you, Father, that there is a friction that's taking place and there's an ignition happening in hearts where there were lies that were blocking your children from receiving your grace, your children from receiving the mercy that you say is new every morning. Oh, we declare and decree right now that there is a washing that's taking place in the spirit, and that the blood of Yahushua is covering us now, is sealing us now, is sealing the lie that the enemy is trying to force on the world with this pagan holiday. Oh, the blood of Yahushua is covering it over, so it can no longer prevail louder than the Passover, the true Passover, which is Yahushua, the precious lamb that was sacrificed for us. Lord. Father, help us. We are in need of you. Only you alone can take us from old creation to new creation. Only you, Father, can show us and reveal to us those things that are not things that we should be saying about each other, not things that we should be thinking about each other. Only you, Holy Spirit, can lead us and guide us into all truth. And so we just praise your holy name, Father, in advance for our community that you have put us together, knitted us together in the body of Yahushua HaMashiach. And that we know that he is the head. And as the body, the rest of the members, that we can't operate well. We may be able to function without a limb, without an arm, without a finger, but we can't operate in the fullness and what you call us to be fully edified in your body. We can't do that without each other. We need each other, Lord. Help us to not condemn those that seem to be going astray, that seem to be operating outside of the will of you, Yah. But help us to have hearts that are not worldly, that are full of those things that are spiritual minded, and not fixate on things that the world is trying to shove down our throat. Oh, Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord, so much, and praise you in advance for all of the things that you are doing in our lives before they happen. As we activate our faith right now, I call forth right now a faith stretching in the spirit that's taking place. The faith stretching right now that is going to allow us to believe in things we cannot see. Oh, you said in your word, Father, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And so that faith stretching is taking place in the spirit so that our faith is extended beyond those things that we can even see. Our faith is extended, Father God, to the limitless boundary that you are operating in. Lord, help us to not be hindered by the things that we see in this world or only the facts that we know, Lord, because we know you operate in the illogical, you operate in the irrational, you operate in the supernatural, Lord. So I just declare and decree right now that we are becoming aligned to your systems, to your operability, and that our faith is leading us forward so that the enemy would not be able to hinder or obstruct us from walking fully into the destinies that you called us to, from walking fully into the purpose that you have planted in our lives, and to walking fully into all of the riches that you have for us in glory. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have knitted together in community, in the body. And we thank you in advance for what you are going to show us that stretches us past the things that we can even believe can be done, because doing it together, we know we can go further. We ask these things in your precious holy name. We pray, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Yes, everyone. Oh my goodness. I am sometimes, Holy Spirit just be moving. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes Holy Spirit is just like, oh my. And we pray about this constantly on Midnight Prayer Watch. Like, Holy Spirit, take my tongue, take this platform, and let your will be done. We don't know who is listening. We don't know who right now is feeling that tugging at their heart, but we know that it's not by our might. It's not by our power, but it's by His Spirit. And we can only just get in alignment with that and allow His Spirit to move, y'all. And so, as y'all heard, we're talking about community tonight. And so before we get into the prayer point, I just want to thank, first of all, oh my goodness, this is just a humbling experience for us here at Midnight Prayer Watch, because if anybody has tracked with us, rocked with us since the beginning, you already know that we are only a product. We are only a partnership of the additional segment of Smart Jewels Enterprises. And I am just so grateful. I just want to shout out the founder of Smart Jewels Enterprises, the very illustrious, the very talented, the very Holy Spirit filled Julian. We just thank you again for helping us along this journey and giving us an opportunity to have a platform that is a dope way to bring our community together. So shout out again to our very special place in our heart, Julian and Smart Jewels Enterprises, because we could not be here today in this capacity without you. So take a peek at our sponsor for tonight. Trust me, you definitely want to get connected to the Smart Jewels Enterprises Network. What's up, Prayer Watchers? It's Delta, your most humble host. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Smart Travel Jewels. Why not take that long-awaited summer vacation with a group instead of just by yourself? Smart Travel Jewels offers group tours and excursions that are all-inclusive and give you an authentic experience while exploring a new country and making lifelong friends. Visit smarttraveljewels.com to learn more about upcoming trips and start planning your next adventure today. Visit Smart, S-M-A-R-T, Travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, Jewels, J-E-W-E-L-Z.com. Okay, so we've been talking about community this whole prayer watch, and I just wanted to get us going in unpacking, like, what do people mean when it's saying, like, community? And of course, we're going to wash ourselves in the word about what is it that we need in community as it relates to being a body of believers. The first thing I want us to really start to unpack is how community in the spirit works. And this is the thing that I think when we were receiving the download for the prayer point for this particular watch, is supernatural. Like, it's not even, you know, putting flowery words over it. It's only supernatural. It's only Holy Spirit that knits us together. And there's some examples that we're going to unpack and go through, not just in the word, but some experiences that we personally had ourselves for Midnight Prayer Watch that we want to share with our prayer watcher community. And so the first scripture I want us to start unpacking is in Ephesians. And this might be something that you have already seen. You have maybe have done your own study on this, but let's go ahead and just start to look at Ephesians 4:16, if you're following along with me. So it says, "Into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." And so this, I would say, it's kind of a two-parter, because we're talking about Christ as the head, right? Everybody knows that Christ, Jesus, Yahushua, he is overall operating this thing. So we think about a body, and that's where the image on the side is, like, we are a body, one body in Christ. So if you think about a body of believers, the head is in charge, right? Everything in our body starts to operate because the brain inside of the head is saying, I want that arm to move. I want that finger to move. I want to walk this way. It's all, this is a central system here. You ain't got a head. If you got decapitated, the body's gone. The body cannot operate without the head, right? And so if Christ is the head and we are the body, and Yahushua is the one giving us direction, Yahushua is the one that is moving us in a particular fashion, Yahushua is the one that has the characteristics, the personality. Oh my goodness, am I helping somebody? And then the body follows. What did he say in the word? If you would just pick up your cross and follow me. The body follows what the head tells it to do, right? The body don't got a brain. The body don't got its own operating system to do something separate and apart from what the head's. If the head ain't functioning right, the body ain't functioning right. So if the head is functioning right, then the body should be functioning right. Now, what does the scripture say towards the end is that according to the effective working by which every part does its share. And this is where we were just going in an intercessory prayer, y'all, about the part of our community that we, I want to say majority of the time, but let's just say 80-20. 80% of the time we get swept up in when a part of the body. So let's just say I'm the right arm and the left arm starts doing its own thing. And the left arm is not operating in unison. The left arm is out here trying to be a rebel and ain't in flow with the rest of the body. And I'm like, okay, left arm, what's going on over here? But if the left arm ain't working right, then what happens to the body? It's not an effective working where every part does his share. We got to make sure that every part is doing its share, or what? The growth is stunted. Because if the left arm is over here doing something else and the right arm, me is the right arm, and let's just say you the left and you the right leg, and then this person, the torso, whatever, what have you, we can break the whole anatomy down. But you get what I'm saying? That if everybody is doing what we all should be working in unison, working according to what the head is telling us to do, then the body starts to grow. Then we start to be filled with love. We're in unison. We're making this thing happen. Okay? But when other parts is doing some other stuff, then I think what happens is, this is in real context, we look at people that are supposed to be a part of the body and they start doing things contrary to what the head is saying. And then we like, we got to cut that thing off. Let's cut it off. Let's chop it off. And yes, there's a scripture that says that, you know, you rather not. If you're one arm, I think it sins against the other. Chop it off, lest you not enter into the gates of heaven, but go into hell because of that thing. If you sin, okay, I get that. But we're talking about love for everybody. We're not talking about this one member that just only can sin and that's it. And that's why I'm pressing into tonight, is that how many of us have heard of so many people in this season that profess to be believers of Yahushua, profess to have him in their heart, even maybe at a platform or a mantle where they are a shepherd leading other people. I know names are coming to mind right now. We're not going to do the normal or the worldly thing and start putting people out on Front Street, but we keep it real on Midnight Prayer Watch. Anybody that been with me before, we keeps it real because it's happening. And guess what? We're not surprised because the word told us it was going to happen, that people are going to profess to do wonders and miracles in Yahushua's name. They're going to profess to know him, but they will be far from him. False prophets. We talked about even in this season, how do you know? You don't know. You ain't got no heart meter. You ain't got no mechanism that can measure what's happening in someone's heart. You don't. But as a community, and this is where we want to bring it together, is that it's not for us to be the body part that says, you not, I saw that little twitch, you got to go. You got to get out of here. Ain't something wrong with this member of our body that needs to be out. Go ahead, go on, get to stepping. How can we grow as a body if every 5 seconds we chopping off our limbs? How can we do that? And so there's this thing that I feel like we have to start marinating on. We really have to start like asking Holy Spirit to reveal to us the what we said before, or testing the spirits of people, because if they truly are a part of the body, we need them. We need each other. And so if we don't know what spirit they're operating off, how can we pray for that member to be mended back? Because if we are operating as a full-on unit, then we want to be functioning effectively. Like when a unit goes out of commission, then the productivity goes down. Anybody feel me on that? The productivity is not going up. The productivity is not reaching its highest potential. Whoo, hello, somebody. The productivity is probably being looked at like, oh, that's suspect productivity right there. We're not going to go with that machine. We're not going to go with that unit. No. Let's think about this in real terms. We have to understand that our unit is important. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot. And so I want us to also kind of look at this other scripture that we're going to wash ourselves in the word. I tell y'all this all the time when we have our daily washings. We're going to make sure that we are sticking to what the truth holds. And as I say to y'all all the time, prayer watchers, help the people out, that this is the truth. This is the only, there's only one truth. But that although you are here midnight prayer watch, I still urge you, encourage you to get into the word for yourself. This is how we can fall for people that profess to be believers or hold a mantle as a believer or a pastor or a deacon or whatever the titles are these days. And we can fall into their deception because we not out here in the word for ourselves. How many times have I said this, that you cannot rely on what someone says to you? If you just out here listen to what everybody said just because you think they got kingdom clout, or you just think that because they have this position or this title or they got this many followers or whatever, that, oh, whatever they say, it's got to be on point. No, no. How many times have we said this? Please, please, I urge you, even here, Midnight Prayer Watch, get into the word. Yes, we bring the word forth and we wash ourselves in the word here, but you have something in the word for you Holy Spirit wants to do. And you cannot do that without you yourselves doing the work, doing the study. What do you say? Study to show yourself approved. And so those that understand that heart, that desire to get into the word, is not just about learning. It's not just about, okay, I just want to walk and operate this way. But from what I know Holy Spirit said to me, it's really seeking to know who God is. And that's where the desire comes from. So I digress a little bit, but let's get into the scripture and what we were talking about in Romans, starting in chapter 15 with verse 5. So this is where we're talking about kind of the what happens with the body being one on one accord. So starting with verse 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify Yah, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's important for us to be like-minded one toward another according to Yahushua. So not according to what Delta thinks, not according to what your pastor thinks, not according to what the prophet has said to you last night about your dream thinks. No, according to Yahushua. He is the standard, period. Point blank, period. He's the standard. And so how do you get into this unison? How do you get into this alignment? You got to get into the word. You got to invite the Holy Spirit to allow you to be in this position, this posture of receiving the truth and understanding your position as the member of the body helps you to operate in the effective working with the alignment of Yahushua as the head. So if you don't know what your position is supposed to be doing, if you out here a whole arm and you trying to be a leg, you out of position. You're not doing, you arm. Arm can't do what legs do. Arms don't walk. Arms are there to, legs don't lift. I mean, come on, let's think about this, right? Every part of the body has a purpose. And you want to operate in your purpose. If you're out here looking at what everybody else is doing as their member, and you not fixated and focused or even know what type of function you provide to the body, then where's the fullness of how the body operates? And this is the thing. It's not just about how you're going to get it, but we want you to catch it too. Because if the arm is trying to be a leg and we the other leg, like we got an arm trying to be a leg, we never going to walk. We are never going to walk. That means that we also have a responsibility as the whole body to say, listen, arm, you got to stop trying to be this leg, okay? You got to stop trying to act like you a leg when you really an arm. And you know we need that other arm, okay? We need that other arm, or else we're going to be one arm, two legs, or three, two and a half leg, two and a possible leg. I'm out here trying to play. I'm trying to play spades. Listen, we want not just for you to catch it, for you, because you're going to operate in the fullness of what you're called to, but we all need to catch it for all of us to be able to be one mind, one body, as we've talked about in this scripture. And then, of course, I think this is a passage that everybody has heard in the past, that everybody, even now, like I declare this over us all the time, because we know that in the spirit, in supernatural, spiritual matters, that even when we're not together, as we've been experiencing during these pre, post pandemic times and all that kind of stuff that's been happening, is that we have got to still stay together in one name, under one name, rather. And so in this scripture, Matthew 18, starting in verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, this is Yahushua talking, there I am in the midst of them. Oh, yes. So we know that as a community, when we are together, when we are knitted together, when we are gathered together in natural or in supernatural terms, he in the midst. Woo! And when Yahushua is in the midst, there is so much that can happen. There's so much that has happened. And there are things that you have probably not even thought of that has taken place. So we want to bring that back, and we declare that right now, that because there are two or three gathered in his name, that he is in the midst right now. He's doing something in your heart. He's trying to help you be an arm when you were called to be an arm. He's trying to reveal to you through Holy Spirit that he wants the whole body to function appropriately. And the thing about community that we have an opportunity to see most recently is that there's there's a language that we speak. For anybody that joined me on last midnight prayer watch, there's a language that we speak to people we don't even know, because we are all connected. So if we connected in that body, y'all, if we are all here, right? This is Yahushua, right? And we are underneath him. Woo, and we have that covering underneath him, and we truly are operating underneath him, even when we don't know each other in the natural. How many of us know that it don't even matter that we can spot each other out in the supernatural? Woo! We are just excited to continue to bring the light of the world, us, that this is what Jesus calls the light of the world. We are the light bearers to where we go to, and wherever our foot falls, we know that he is doing the work. He is getting the increase, and only he could have orchestrated that. So we just had to share that with y'all, and I'm just so just in awe about what he does. And so we humbly ask you to really get into a place where you are building community, or if you feel as if you don't know you have the right tools to do that, to start in your secret place, start on your knees, start by repenting and confessing your sins so that Yahushua can fill you with what you need for us to start operating together. We need each other. And so we thank y'all again for just tuning in. We have been talking about community, and we know right now that this is an opportunity that we have to continue to edify one another, that there is that chastening that we have to do in a righteous manner so that we can be in alignment, so that we can be of one accord. And we want everybody not just to operate in what you got for you, because we want the fullness for you, but operate what you got for you in the way that you're called to, in the position that you're meant to play, for our whole body, so we can all grow together and be able to produce and be as productive as possible. And I just want to say to everyone, as we end this season, it's not over. It ain't over. We are going into a new thing. As we always talk about, the Lord said he's going to do a new thing in us. Will we not know it? And as we introduce, we have just had a taste of the international scene, meaning we are based in the States, but we are headed to more international waters. And so we want you all to continue to stay tuned with us. Stay tuned with us, prayer watchers, on Wisdom, on all of our Apple platforms, or our podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitchers, iHeartRadio, all these kinds of things are out there, so you can stay plugged in. And we invite you on a very special journey as we travel to Asia within the next month. And we are going to open up Midnight Prayer Watchers to our Asian prayer watchers. Oh, I'm so excited. And giving you all access from the stateside, from our home base, to see what's going on in the body in Asia. Woo! All of our Asian brethren and sisters out there, we are excited to come. Midnight Prayer Watch is thrilled to be in a position to continue to have this mantle. And it's a journey that we're taking, because that what can you do but be led by the Spirit? And when he sends down that message, we got to be ready. We stay ready, y'all. That's what I'm saying here at Midnight Prayer Watch. You got to stay ready. And so we are shouting out our Asian brother and sister. We on the way. We on the way. And we want you all to continue to rock with us. Even though our season for the live show is coming to a close, we will continue to bring you access to what's happening overseas through these channels, as well as our YouTube channel too. So stay connected to us. Again, if there's any prayer requests that you have, it's not just about us going live, but you know you can get in contact with us through through Facebook, through our email account, through any of our social channels. And if there's something that you want to talk about offline, if you may not be certain about your eternal destination, then absolutely we want you to contact us so one of our prayer intercessor team can talk to you offline and can introduce to you the opportunity to get right, get your eternal life going, as we've been talking about, more so from a person already as a believer of Yahushua. But as we see, everybody wants to claim to be a believer. Everybody wants to claim that they're a Christian, or that the Christian in air quotes these days. If you say you're going to accept into your heart, there's some work that needs to be done. There's discipleship that has to take place. And it don't just stop at accepting him into your heart. It's not just that from a salvation perspective. So we are pressing in as we move forward into international territory. Stay connected with us, y'all. We appreciate every single person that has submitted their prayer requests this season, and we are continuing to keep you uplifted. And as we've been talking about, the enemy uses the going to sleep, being tired, the spiritual warfare out here that you may think is just a headache, that you may think it's just, oh, I'm just tired today. And it's out here trying to stop you, trying to block you, trying to keep you clogged up. But we declare and decree that we are staying up this season. We are watching and praying like we always talk about. Woo, we got to watch and pray lest we fall into temptation, as what Jesus told us in the Garden of Gethsemane. So stay alert this season and bring that light with you wherever you go, because you never know who is also in community with you and who is also bringing the light of Yahushua, and you are coming into a collision, and that connection in the spirit is something that you won't even be able to know it in the supernatural. So make sure that you are on, because it's you going wherever you go, work, the grocery store, the mall, vacation, the restaurants, wherever, you are his light of the world. So everybody, stay washed in the word.